KSL News time is now 8:29. Let's keep you up to date with Triple Team traffic on a Tuesday. Back to you, Andy.
And Brian, right now I-15 still in rough shape between Bangor Highway exit and Draper. From there up through 106 South, that alone is going to take you almost 7-8 minutes. And then you've got more stop and go south interchange, and then more from I-80 to 6 South downtown. It's just a long drive on the main line of I-15. Southbound lane still heavy and slow between 45th South and 7200 South, left over from some earlier problems in Midvale. 5600 West still in bad shape between 4100 and 2100 South. Eric?
Still got an accident in Utah County. This is northbound I-15 in Lehigh at 2100 North, where the accident started on the main flow, and then one of the cars went over the side over to the on-ramp from 2100 North. So we've still got emergency vehicles as well as the participants in the accident there, and the backup is almost to Pioneer Crossing. We also have an accident in the backup near Lehigh's Main Street, but that has just driven off. Heather?
Construction and debris earlier this morning is still keeping traffic a bit slow southbound 15 between Layton and Kaysville. And then we have more delays awaiting you just after the I-215 North interchange to about 600 North in Salt Lake City. But speeds are improving on the west side belt between Legacy and I-80, and we're seeing a traffic fill in Ogden on the city streets. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.